from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott, the sun up on Central Florida, getting a closer look now at the devastation from Hurricane Milton. Millions are without power. Neighborhoods are underwater. Milton made landfall along Florida's Gulf Coast as a Category 3 storm, lashing the state with 100-mile-an-hour winds, a deadly storm surge, and flooding. The cyclone had maximum sustained winds of 120 miles an hour when it roared ashore near Siesta Key. President Biden says the federal government will be getting help to Florida as fast as possible in the aftermath of this latest storm.
We've already approved emergency declarations for Florida. We have thousands of federal personnel on the ground. We've staged and are ready to go. We have 20 million meals, 40 million liters of water.
Expanded coverage at NJ1015.com, including how New Jerseyans are lending a hand to Florida in the aftermath of Milton. A New Jersey assemblyman learning firsthand the dangers of home invasion and car theft. Paul Caritra says thieves broke into his family's home in Hazlitt, grabbing the key fob to his BMW and then stealing the car and speeding off. The car still had his state assembly plates on it, tracked to Newark before the thieves tore the GPS out. The car eventually recovered in New York. The assemblyman says his family is afraid to go to sleep at night. Home invasions connected to car thefts have been rising in communities across New Jersey. New Jersey's roadways have been a lot more deadly this year compared to 2023.
Bad news for New Jersey. We're on pace to record more fatal crashes than last year. Police have recorded 505 road fatalities in 2024 as of Wednesday as a result of 478 deadly crashes, according to New Jersey State Police statistics. The same time span in 2023 saw 424 crashes and 446 deaths. Weather, driver behavior, and the number of highway miles and more, all factors leading to the numbers. Jill Croce, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey, 101.5 News, time 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Cool and breezy today. Definitely feeling like fall. It'll be another mostly sunny and dry day. We're starting off in the 40s and 50s. Highs this afternoon limited to the lower 60s. Tonight will be clear and calm. Most lows in the lower 40s. Could see some 30s and patchy frost in spots. And for tomorrow, we'll see more sunshine. Highs improve to the upper 60s. Back to the 70s this weekend. New Jersey weather made possible by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not keeping you warm? Leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, not enough hot water? Call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77. And stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED.
Rockaway 45, Franklin 46, Beach Haven is 50. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.